Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Pei Ches. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, by the Church Avenue Minyan, Lila Nishmas, our friends, neighbors, and members, Yerdi Sternfeld, Yuda Aryeh, Ben Chaim Tuvia Levi, Alev Shalom, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchak, Ben Yisrael Yaakov, Alev Shalom, and from Vor Shlema to Fego Peril, Bastava Rivka, also by Avishai Newman, Lila Nishmas, his father, Chaim Naftali, Ben Yaakov Shlomo, his Yartzei Ruchavtes Shvat, and also anonymously for Vor Shlema, for Daniel Yagin, Ben Karen Aliza, and also sponsored by Seymour Gertz, in memory of his mother, Margalit Bas Rav Shilam Allah Shalom Zyartzai Zayin Adar, also by Sam Kasavsky for the Shloshim of his Rebbe, Chavrusa, and friend, Rabbi Dr. Professor Mechel Schiffenbauer, Yechiel Mechel Ben Asher Allah Shalom, and also by Dr. Stewart and Ellen Shaffron to commemorate the yard sites of our mothers and grandmothers, three women who very much valued learning, Sarah Bas Moshe, Henshaleah Bas Shalom, and Henya Bas Moshe Ben Yam, the Neshama Shavon Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we left off on the last few words of the page on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, and we were in the middle of discussing how we know that why it is that that Klal Yisrael Dafka went to Bavel for Galus. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Bavel as the place of our Galus. So we're going to have one more explanation of why that's the case, and then the Daf is going to get into two different Agadic statements about the Beis Hamikdash, about how each of the Avos referred to the Beis Hamikdash, about Kibbutz Galios and what that represents. The Gemara is then going to discuss which people can automatically be included on the carbon of the Balabais, and which people you require their consent in order to include them on the carbon of the Balabais. When can you just say, okay, this is my household, so I'm including whoever I want, whoever is in the household? And when do we say, no, those people need to approve of that. They need to consent in order to be included, to be registered on that carbon. The Gemara is going to discuss the details of which carbon works for an Eved who's owned by multiple people. If you have different shutvim that own the Eved, or he owns himself half, he's half free and he's half Eved, so how do we work out the carbon Pesach in such a case? Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis talks about a case where a person asks his servant to shecht the carbon Pesach for him, and he either didn't specify which animal to use, or the servant forgot what the master had specified which animal to use, or they both forgot, both the servant and the master forgot which animal he had said to use for the carbon. So how do you navigate such a situation? What should the Eved do? And then the end of the Daf discusses what to do if you have five Karbanos Pesach that all got mixed up, and later on you're looking at the hides of the animal and you see a mum in one of them that would invalidate that carbon, but there are five different groups of people that each brother got, and you don't know which one of them had a Pesach Karban Pesach. So how do we navigate that situation as far as Pesach Sheni is concerned? So let's begin. Ula Amar, last few words on the page, on the bottom of Pei Zayin and Beis. And again, we're going through different reasons why it is that Klal Yisrael went to Galus Bavel as opposed to any other place. So we saw yesterday that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us to Bavel specifically because it's Amuka Kisha'ol, and Geula has to come from a place of great depth. Or we saw Mipnei Shekarv L'shonim L'shon Torah, because in Bavel they speak a language that's very similar to Lashon Torah, and that way Torah can thrive in Bavel. We saw Mnei Sheshigra on the Beis Iman, because that's where we originated, so we go back to the place where we started. Ula Amar, a fourth possibility, Kedei Sheyochlu Tamarim V'yasku B'Torah, because Bavel has really wonderful dates, and that will enable us to learn Torah. When you eat delicious dates, we already saw earlier in the Masechta that dates are considered to be a very high quality food. We spoke about if a person, Zar, eats truma from Te'enim and then he pays back with dates, so that's considered to be a very praiseworthy thing that a person does. So I think that was about Bakadav Lamed Beis. So we see that dates are considered a very very high class and very delicious food. It satisfies a person. So since there are so many dates in Bavel, we're not going to have to work so hard on Parnasa, because dates are going to sustain us, and therefore we'll be able to be Osek and Torah. Ula, or we were able to be Osik in Torah during Galus Bavel. Ula ikla l'pumbedisa krevilei tirinya de tamri. Ula went to Pumbedisa, which is in Bavel, and they brought him a basket of dates. So Amr lehu, kama kiani bezuzah, and he said, how many of these baskets can you buy for a zuz? Amr lehu, tlus bezuzah, you can buy three full baskets of dates for one zuz. Amr malot sanda deduv shem zuzah bavlei lo aski baraisa. He said, wow, a basket full of dates for one zuz, so cheap, and the Babylonians aren't learning Torah constantly, meaning they should be able to learn Torah Yomam V'Laila without any distractions, because they have all these dates available to them. But after eating those dates, he had a stomachache all night. And then his wonder turned around. He said, if they have so much delicious, sweet dates that are always going to hurt their stomachs, how do they ever learn Torah? The fact that they learn as much Torah as they do, considering how enticing these dates are to eat them to the point where you get a stomachache, so it's amazing that they're able to learn Torah. V'amar Blazer, what does the pasuk mean when it says V'halchu amim rabim v'armeluchuvin ala el har Hashem el base Elokei Yaakov? It refers to the har Hashem and to the base Elokei Yaakov. So Elokei Yaakov v'lo Elokei Avram Yitzchak. Why does Hashem refer to as Elokei Yaakov and not Elokei Avram Yitzchak? Ela Elokei Avram shekasabo har. Rather, what we're suggesting is in this nevuah about the third base Hamikdash, we're saying that the third base Hamikdash is not the way Avram Avinu describes the base Hamikdash as a har. Shenemar sheyemar ayom b'har Hashem yera'eh v'lo ki Yitzchak. And nor does the third base Hamikdash perfectly match the description of Yitzchak shekasabo sadeh, where he refers to the harabayis as a sadeh. Shenemar v'yitzchak Yitzchak l'suach b'sadeh. Right. So we learn from there in Tzicha el Tzvila. That's where Yitzchak was misakin tefilas mincha, but it's not like Yitzchak where it says sade elaki Yaakov shakaro bayis. Rather, the proper description is how Yaakov described it, which is a bayis, a place where of residence. Shenemar veyikra shema makomahu beis el, that place was called beis el. Now, why do each of the avos describe the beis hamikdash differently from each other? So obviously the achronim are going to have a lot to say about something like this, and there's something very deep that the Gemara is trying to tell us. One suggestion is what the Netziv writes in I think it's in Parshas Lech Lecha. The Netziv says that there are three amudim. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos there are three amudei olam. There's Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim, and each of them is used in a different way. Torah is called the Cherev. The Gemara in Shabbos Samach Gimel says that it's a kli milchama, it's what we use as in our milchemes hayetzer to ward off the Yetzer Hara. It's what we use to ward off Yisurim. And even when we say, the Gemara in Kiddushin says that if an Avu B'no, Ravu Talmida, the Roskim B'Torah, that it's Nasu Ka'ivim, they're fighting a Melchama with each other. And then at the end, they're O'avim Zeh, but it's a Melchamta Shal Torah. So Torah is called a Cherev. Avoda brings Parnasa into the world, and Gemilas Chasadim brings Shalom into the world. So the Avos obviously were involved in all three of these things. Each of them, however, had a Midah that he excelled in beyond the others. Meaning, obviously, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were all involved in Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim, but each of them had excelled in one over the other two. So says the Netziv, Avraham Avinu was unique in his Koach HaTorah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that the 2,000 years of Torah start with Avraham Avinu. Right? The Gemara says that there's 2,000 years of Torah, there's first is 2,000 years of Tohu, there's 2,000 years of nothingness, then there's 2,000 years of Torah, and then there's 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. So the 2,000 years of Torah start with Avraham Avinu, and then in the year 4,000, that's when the 2,000 years of Torah are over. That's where Chiddush of Torah is over. But it starts with Avraham Avinu, and that's what Rav Rabbi Nassim says. Avraham Avinu was able to be Osek B'Torah until he was a Kli Malei Torah. His entire body represented that which was Torah. And Yitzchak was excelled in Avoda. That's what Yaakov Shimoni says, that he was constantly Shakua B'Tfila. And therefore, the meisim that we find, Yitzchak was engaged in avoda, and Yaakov was excelled in gemilas chasadim. That it says that he was how he cared for the tzon of Lavan, and therefore he had this extra shmira of shalom. So because gemilas chasadim relates to shalom, so he says that's why Avram, who was amud haTorah, so that's the milchama he called it har, because the milchamta shel Torah. Har is a place place that's very strategic in a time of war. Yitzchak, who is in the Amud Avoda, so that's Avoda's Mesuga LeParnasa, so he's called the Sada, because the Sada is where a person brings Parnasa from. Yaakov, who engaged in Gemilas Chasadim, which is Mesuga for Shalom, so he's called the Bayis, because Bayis is a place of Shalom. Bayis is a place where one hopes to achieve a certain sense of Shalom. So that's how the Nitziv explains, but there are many, many other explanations as well for why each of the Avos referred to the Har HaBayis a little bit differently. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Gadol Kibbutz Golios, another Agadic statement, that the Kibbutz Golios is so great, Kiyom Shenivru Bo Shemayim Va'aretz. It's like the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shemayim Va'aretz. Shenem Rabbi Nikbetsu B'nei Yudu B'nei Yisrael Yachta V'samu Lehem Rosh Echad V'olam Min Ha'aretz Ki Gadol Yom Yisrael Uksiv. And the Pasuk says Ve'yer Ve'yvoker Yom Echad. So you see the Pasuk calls the day of Kibbutz Golios Yom Yisrael, just like the day of Bria Shemayim Va'aretz is called Yom Echad. So it's from that Gzeres Shava of Yom Yom that we see Kibbutz Golios is as great as Shemayim Va'aretz. The idea being that one shouldn't give up and think, well, the Golos has been going on for so long. Is there ever going to be a time of Kibbutz Golios? A person may have a sense of Yeush that it could happen in Yom Echad, that in a single day. How long was there before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shemayim Va'aretz? Well, there was no concept of time. But out of nowhere, at any given point in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create all of Shemayim Va'aretz. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could decide to bring Kibbutz Golios. It shouldn't be lost on us that we're seeing it happen before our eyes. That in the past few decades, we've seen Mamish seen Kibbutz Golios happen. I was listening to a shiur from Rabbi Yisrael Reisman, and he said, I think it's important for us to realize that Hashem is doing something over here. That Hashem is bringing in all of these Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. He said, I'm not a Zionist, anti-Zionist. Meaning, you want to say Hashem is right, Hashem is wrong, whatever. But Hashem is doing it, right? Meaning, you could agree with him or not agree with him. But there's obviously a Kibbutz Golios that's happening. I thought that was a funny way to say. But there's a Kibbutz Golios that's going on. So that's a Gadol Kiyom Shnivr Bo Shemayim Va'aretz. Yosem Sheshachtu Olav Apotropsin. Yosem that an Apotropos shechts for, so he can eat B'makom Sheyirtzo. I mean, he has multiple Apotropsin. Each of them shecht a Karban Pesach for him. They figure they'll have him covered on the Karban Pesach, so he can decide which one he wants to eat from. So says Mar, Sham Mina Yesh Breira. Ooh, apparently we rely on Breira, because at the time of the Shechita of the Karban Pesach, we had no idea which one he was going to connect to. And now he's going to say later, I'll go with the one that Apotropos made for me. So that relies on Breira. So I'm Reb Zera, Selabayis Mikol Makom. No, it doesn't rely on Breira. We darshan from the word Selabayis, that the Balabayis could take a seh for all of the Bnei Beiso, for everyone who lives in his house, even without their consent. So the Yasom is from the Bnei Bayis of the Apotropos, and therefore the Apotropos is able to include him even without the Das of the Yasom. The Apotropos is allowed to is able to include the Yasom. So the Rishonim are all bothered by the Kasha. Tosos raises the Kasha over here. Tosos says, well, wait a second. How could it be that you're going to give a Katan to eat from a Karban when someone is not Manoi in a Karban? It's also for him to eat from the Karban. And the Katan wasn't Manoi in the Karban, so it should be also for him to eat from it. And even if the halacha is that a katan ochel nevelos, ein achir mitzuvim lafrisho. Even if you have such a din that when a katan is eating something that's not kosher, you don't have to be mafreshim from the iser, but there's still an iser to be machilo biyadayim. You're not allowed to directly feed a katan a dvar iser. So Tosus suggests over here. Tosus raises this question, and Tosus suggests that even though a pesach is only allowed to be fed to those who are registered on the Karban Pesach, but there's no iser to be machil kitanim a Karban Pesach, even though they're unregistered, because there's a mitzvah of chinuch for the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So you don't say that there's an iser of los achilim when you're accomplishing the mitzvah of chinuch by feeding them that iser, because the whole iser to be machil kitanim davar aser is learned from shratim and nevelos. So it's dafka an iser that's similar to shratim and nevelos, where there's no chinuch whatsoever in giving them shratim and nevelos, but you give them Karban Pesach, so then there is definitely chinuch involved in giving them Karban Pesach. So other Rishonim answered differently. Some of the Rishonim suggest, the Rashba and the Meiri and the Ran suggest that the whole iser to be to eat a Karban for those who are not registered is dafka if they're chayiv to be registered and they're not registered. But since Katanim anyway have no chayiv to be registered on a Karban Pesach, so mele there's no iser for them to eat as unregistered participants of a Karban Pesach. It's just the nature of the requirement to be registered on a Karban Pesach. In the Tshuvas Oneg Yom Tov, he suggests to answer to us tells this kasha a different way, that the iser not to be machal katan, that which is aser, is only if it's going to be aser when he's a gadol as well. And this is a very important ha'ara that the Onei Yom Tov says, that if when he's a gadol, it's going to be mutter for him to eat it, and it's only because he's a katan that it's aser, so then there's no iser for a gadol to be machil the katan. So a Pesach where the katan is not registered because he's a katan, so he can't be registered. So then you're allowed to be machil v'yadayim, because if you were a gadol, you wouldn't have this problem. If you were a gadol, you'd be able to register him. So if you were a gadol, he would be a manoy on the karban. So then it's not going to be a problem of chinuch. Meaning, says the Onei Yom Tov, anything that is an iser only on account of the fact that he's a katan, but it's not going to be an issue when he's a gadol. So it's not shaykh that there's going to be a din of chinuch or a din of lafrusha meyisura or a din of los achilim of not feeding him such a thing. So this is a very nogeil lemaisa that ha'ara of the Onei Yom Tov. Is there a mitzvah of chinuch by a mitzvah that's not going to be shaykh when the katan grows up? So in the tshuvas v'shava kohen, he has a suffix according to the Rambam that tumas kohen to his krovim is mishum avelus, that the reason a kohen is allowed to be metame to his relatives is because of the chiyuv avelus, and when he's not misabel, it's also for him to be tame also. Meaning, let's say stam a kohen wants to go visit kivrei avel, so it's aser because he's not he no longer has a din of avelus, so it would be aser for him to become tame. So it could be that a katan is also to be metame lekrovav because he's not chayiv to be misabel. So a katan will be chamur megadol as far as this is concerned. You have a gadol at the levaya of a karov, so the gadol is allowed to be metame himself. But the katan, how can he be metame himself? He has no chiyuv of avelus. So, or the you could say that the Rambam says that rav chayiv lafrisho in order to be mechanichim, and the chinuch is to be desire in the mitzvos when he gets older. So, since in his gadlus he's going to be metame lekrovav, how can you say that it's going to be aser as a katan? As an adult, he will be metame lekrovav. He should be metame lekrovav. So, how can you say it's going to be aser? So he leaves it as a tzarech iyun. So the Achiezer, Chaim Ozer, brings a raya from the klal that we find in a lot of places in the Torah, that when you have an asay and a los asay, b'davrechad, so we say asay docha los asay, like klayim b'tzitzis, like mila b'tzaraz, we say asay docha los asay. So you could say that a katan, since he's not shaykh in the mitzvah asay, the asay is not able to be docha the los asay. So you should have the chiyuv of chinuch on the los asay, and therefore you shouldn't be able to wear tzitzis that has klayim, because there should be there's no mitzvah asay, he's not chayiv in anything, but you have chinuch on the los asay. But whoever heard of such a thing that you're not allowed to give katan tzitzis that have klayim? What you have to say is that since begadluso he's going to be mitzuvah to do this and to wear klayim b'tzitzis, so you're not going to say a din of chinuch not to do that which he's going to have to do as a gadol. Meaning that's the nature of the mitzvah of chinuch. So this is a fundamental discussion. What exactly is the nature of mitzvah of chinuch? Is the nature of mitzvah of chinuch to say basharusham right now as he is, let him do mitzvos like an enem mitzvah of yosa? So then you have to look at what he is basharusham, and if right now it's not something that he's chayiv in and not something that he's eligible for, so then there's no chinuch for such a thing. That where the chinuch will be for him to refrain from that which he shouldn't be doing basharusham. Or do you say no, the whole mitzvah of chinuch is training for when he becomes a gadol? So I have to look at what he's going to be when he's a gadol. Ramesha makes this Ramesha has a tshuva where he's told this on the machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Lulav, that if a katan is not able to, can a katan be yotze the mitzvah of lulav without you being makne the lulav to him? He doesn't know you're not being makne the lulav to him, right? You have a das that you're not going to be. So it's not. You need lachem on the first day, but he has no idea that it's not lachem. So, but he's getting practice in how to do the mitzvah of lulav. But Bashar Hashem is not being mekayim the mitzvah. So Ramesh says that's exactly the issue. The issue is, do you need him to do the mitzvah basher usham, in which case he's not being the kind of mitzvah because it's not lechem? Or do you say no, it's training for an adult, and as an adult, obviously, when someone gives it to him, he'll be kona the lulav. So it'd be perfectly fine. Ramesha writes that in the context he has a tshuva about having a co-ed school. So Rav Moshe says when it comes to children who are already have a yetzer hara, so then it's pashut that you're not supposed to be marbesicha in isha, and you're not supposed to have gira yetzer and all of those things. But when it comes to a very young child, it's totally on this issue. Do you say, Basher Usham, he has no Yetzer Hara. So if you had an adult that had no Yetzer Hara, he wouldn't have any problem either. Basher Usham. Or do you say, no, I have to train him in those behaviors that are going to be relevant when he's a gadol. So that's what Moshe makes the issue dependent on. Okay, says Gemara Vayta, Tanu Rabbanu, we have a Brisa that tells us as follows, Sel Abayu. So the mashmas of the pasuk is that the Baal Abayu is kashach the Karm Pesach for everyone who lives in this house. Melamed Shadda, maybe Vishochet Al Yedei, Bro Bito Ketanim, he could shecht on behalf of his young children, like the Avdo Vishivchas HaKnanim, or his Eved Vishivcha, Bein Midaitan, Bein Shalom Midaitan, whether they approve or don't approve. Avaleinu Shochet Al Yedei, Bro Bito HaGadolim, but he cannot include his adult children, nor his Jewish servants, or his wife, unless they approve, because they're not considered celibates. They're not considered part of Bnei Beiso, so they're not included in celibates. Tanya Idach, and we have another Baisa, you cannot shecht on behalf of your adult children, nor your Jewish servants, nor your wife, unless they approve. Aval, shochet al yidei b'no b'itoktanim, al yidei avdav shivchas ha'knanim, bein midaitan, bein shalom midaitan. But as far as young children, and avadim knanim, and shivcha knanis, so then even without their approval, v'kulan sheshachtu, v'shachad rabin alein. And in all of these cases, if the people themselves shachtu karm pesach, and the master shachts a different karm pesach, including them on it, yotzin b'shal rabin v'in yotzin b'shal atzman. They're only yotze with their master's karm pesach, not with their own karm pesach, chutz min isha, except for the isha who's yotze b'shal atzma, because she yichal limchos. A woman, even though she gets supported by her husband, she has the ability to say, I'm not interested in the support of the husband. The whole idea that the husband has to support her, and that she gives her mezonos to the husband, she gives her maisi yadayim to the husband in exchange for mezonos, but sometimes she may say, I'm more interested in keeping my maisi yadayim. No, thank you. I'm not interested in your mezonos. So she has a high power job where she makes a lot of money, and the husband's giving her a couple of meals a day. Well, she could do much better than that. So she's not interested in the mezonos. So since it was a takana that was made for her benefit, so she could decide to give up that benefit. So ask the Gemara, though, Maishna Isha, why is an Isha different than an Eved Vishivcha that are Jewish and from adult children? The Reisha says that you can't shecht for them Bal Karcham either. So Amarava Isha V'kol D'damila. No, when we say Isha, we don't mean just the Isha. We mean Isha V'kol D'damila, everyone in that category, like Jewish servants, adult children, all of them are Yotze B'Shalatzmam, that if the master shechts for them and they shecht for themselves, so they Yotze for their own. So Aguf Akasha, but then the Brisa is Astiru Minei Bei, because Amrit, we said in the Brisa that they're all Yotze with their masters. Chutz Min Isha Sheikha Limchos, as opposed to an Isha, she's Yotze with her own carbon because she could decide, I'm not interested in the support of my husband. So Taima Demachi, sounds like it's the only reason she's Yotze with her own carbon and not her husband's carbon is because she makes him that she's not interested. Hello, machi, nafka b'shalbayla. But it sounds like absent the macha'a, minastam, we assume that she's yotze with her husband's karban. I put vakatani resha. The resha already said, v'lo al yidei ishto elami daitan. That the only way a husband can include his wife on the karban pesach is if he has her express approval. Midaitan means that she has to actually say yes. Hastama lo nafka. But you can't make any assumptions. Minastam. She's not going to be yotze with the husband's carbon, so it's a stira from the resha to the seifa. What do we assume? So certainly we know when the woman says I'm interested, so good. So then she's included in the husband's carbon. If she says I'm not interested, we know she's not. But it's a stira. What if she doesn't say anything? What assumptions are we allowed to make? So says Gemara, what does it mean? Ela midaitan lav da amri in. No, midaitan doesn't mean that she has to expressly say that she's interested. Ela bistama midaitan. Daitan could even mean minastam. Minastam, we assume that she's interested in participating together with her husband. La fuke hechadam lo, as opposed to if she says no, that she's not interested. So it says the Gemara, but wait a second, how can you say that a woman bistam is yotze with her husband's karban? Va kulam shachtu sheshachatu v'shachat rabin alein yotzim b'shal rabin de bistama, that's a din of stam, v'katani chutz min ha'ishim m'nei sheichal limchos. We said that in any case of stam, where the husband shachts and they shach, where the master shechts and they shecht, that they're yotze with their master's carbon. We said not for a woman, because a woman is you Michal Limchos. So you see that even in a stam case, she's not yotze with her husband's karban. So Amarava Kim Shachtve and Luchamichoy Gadol Mizeh. Well, no, she did make a macha. She shechted her own karban. Meaning the minastam, we assume she's yotze with her husband's karban. Comes time for the seder, and she says the avakar and pesach husband says, yeah, he included you on mine. So that's fine. That was the assumption they were going in. But if she comes with her own karban pesach, so that was a macha. That means that she wasn't interested in her husband's karban pesach. Evet shel shnei shutafin. If you have an evet that belongs to two shutafin, to two partners, so we said he's not allowed to eat from either one. If each of the partners that own the evet decides on their own that they're going to include the evet in their karban pesach, the evet's not allowed to eat from either one. So Rami le Rav Eina Saba le Rav Nachman. Tana evet shel shnei shutafin lo yochel mishel shnei and va'tanya. But we have a brisa that tells us rotzmi zeh ochel that says that no, it's not that he's not allowed to eat from either one. He could eat from whichever one. He could eat from the carbon of one master or the other. Amle Eina Saba va'amrila pasu ukma. So he said he called them Eina Saba or pasu ukma. Pasu ukma means like a blackened kli, like a disgusting blackened kli. So Rashi says that that's a compliment. He says that you're constantly engaged in Torah since you're always learning Torah. So you're like well worn, because it's the derech of Talmidei Chacham to be mitztayer on Limudat Torah. So they don't they're not always so well dressed. They're not always wearing the cleanest clothing because they're so busy worrying about Torah that they don't have time to focus on gashmias. The Marsha writes that there's a great shevach in that. The Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya says to the Kesar in Tainus Dav Zayin Amud Aleph that those Chachamim that are very nice looking, if they wouldn't be so nice looking, their Torah would be better protected. They'd be able to hold on to more Torah. That to the extent that a person is connected to Gashmius, they're disconnected from Ruchnius. So that's why it's Pasi Uchma is considered to be a compliment. I was just reading the biography of Rav Michal Forschlager, who was an unknown Gaon. He was a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. He lived in Baltimore in the middle part when no one in Baltimore, there was no one in Baltimore to appreciate him. He was Gaon Olam, Mamish, a genius, Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. So he said that when he would talk to young people in learning in America, he knew everyone in America so into Gashmi, so he has to present, so he would change from one ratty sweater that had holes in it to a sweater that had fewer holes in it, so that he could present as a someone who's people who are totally engrossed in the Torah world, they have no shaykhs to Gashmi, they have no connection to Gashmi, so it's a compliment to call him a pasyu ukma. So anyway, he says, mini minach tisayim shmeitza. Between me and you, let's figure out how to answer this stira. Masnisin b'tekapti adadi, b'raisin d'lo kapti adadi. When our Mishnah says that he's not allowed to eat from either master's karban, that's talking about where the masters are makbid that neither one should get hana'ah from the other one. They have hakpadas on each other, so he's not allowed to eat from either one of them because the half of him that's owned by the other guy is going to be getting hana'ah from this one's karban pesach. But the b'raisa that says that he could eat from whichever one is d'lo kapti adadi, where they don't mind getting hana'ah from each other. So then he could choose whichever one, and the other guy will be getting ana by the fact that this fellow is feeding his chatzi yavid. Misha chatzi yavid chatzi ben chorin lo yochel mishal rabo. If a person is a chatzi yavid chatzi ben chorin, he's not supposed to eat from his master's carbon. So mishal rabo hu lo yochel of mishal atzmo sounds like candy from his master's carbon, from his own carbon yochel. He is allowed to eat. Meaning chatzi yavid chatzi ben chorin is allowed to bring his own carbon pesach. Aye, but vatanya the brisa tells us lo yochel lo mishalo velo mishal rabo that he does not have the option of having his own carbon pesach, so lo kasha. Kan commissioner Rishona, kan commissioner Achrona. We're about to see that there's a Mishnah in the fourth parak of Maseches Gittin that tells us that Beis Hillel changed their mind about what exactly happens with a person who's a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin. So one of these brises works with the assumption, or rather, between the Mishnah and the brisa, one works with the assumption that Hillel originally had, and the other works with Hillel's conclusion. Meaning, when the Mishnah says that the eved is able to eat from his own carbon, that assumes like Hillel's conclusion, that Beis Hillel rather, that Beis Hillel's conclusion after they were moded to the Beis Shammai, where they're going to say that if someone who's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, he cannot stay in that position for very long, where Kofa, we force the master to free him, the one remaining master to free him, so since we have the ability to be Meshacher him, we treat him like a Ben Chorin, he could shecht his own carbon Pesach. But the Braisa that assumes that he's not allowed to bring his own carbon Pesach, that assumes like the Mishnah Rishona of the Beis Hillel, where he's going to be stuck like this for a while. He's not a Ben Chorin at all. That he's Ovid as Rabbi Yom Echad Vesatzvo Yom Echad, so he can't shecht for himself because he doesn't have any chelek in his tzad avdus. So that would tie his hands to the point where he would not be able to shecht. Where do we find that the Beis Hillel had a Mishnah Rishona and a Mishnah Achrona? Ditznan. It's a Mishnah in Maseches Gittin, right? The sugya primarily appears in Gittin. It appears in Maseches Basra. Sugya a few places in Shas. So Ditznan. Misha Chatziav V'Chatziav Min Choron. If a person is half Eved and half free, Ovidus Rabbi Yom Echad Vesatzvo Yom Echad. Different Beis Hillel. That first Beis Hillel said, okay, so we'll have to take turns. One day he works for himself, one day he works for his master, and he goes through the week alternating like that. Beishamei Yomrim Tikantem Es Rabbo Vesatzvo Lo Tikantem. Beishamei says that's great as far as taking care of his master, making sure his master gets 3 solid days of work out of him. But what are you going to do for the Eved? The Eved's life is going to be miserable. Lisa Shivcha and Yachal. How's he supposed to get married? He can't marry a Shivcha Shekvar Chetzo Ben Chorin because he's half Ben Chorin, and Ben Chorin is not allowed to marry a Shivcha. The pasuk says Lo Yia Kadesh B'Bnei Yisrael, and that includes the Yisrael of Yisrael marrying a Shivcha. Lisa Bas Chorin and Yachal. He's not allowed to marry a Bas Chorin because Adayin Chetzo Eved, because he's half Eved, and Eved is Aser Bas Chorin. So what? You batel? Let him just not get married? The world was created in order to populate it. Shenamar lo sovara lo shevas yitzara. The world is not meant to lay to remain empty. It's meant to be populated. So in order to achieve tikkun olam, kofenes rabo v'osidoso ben chorin, we force the remaining master to free him. V'kosif shtar al chatzidam v'chaz b'selolars kabeishamai. And then the eved will owe him half of his value. So we'll work that off over time, and then Beis Hillel saw that was a great idea, and that way we'll enable him to have a life, we'll enable him to get married. So they decided to be moda to the divrei Beis Shammai. So the Balei Atosos raised the question in Maseches Gittin: why does it, when we're quoting a pasuk that you have to have children, you would think you'd quote the pasuk of Puravu, right? Why are we quoting a pasuk in Navi that Leshevas Yitzara Lo Sovra Leshevas Yitzara? So the Balei Atosos suggests 3 answers in Tosos Maseches Gittin. Number one, if he was able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Sheves, even if he would not be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Puravu, meaning if he was able to marry a Shivcha, so the halach is by a Shivcha, the Vlados are Miyuchas to her, not to him. So it would not be a Kim of Puravu, but he is fulfilling the Sheves Yitzara. That would not have been enough of a reason to force a master to free him. We're only going to force the master to free him because he can't even do the Sheves Yitzara. That's one answer of Tosos. Another suggestion Tosos has is that the Sheves Yitzara is a pasuk that doesn't just identify that there's a mitzvah, but it identifies how big a mitzvah it is, that it's the whole purpose of the creation of the world. Lo sov v'ra, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't create this world to be tohu. Lo sheves yitzara, he fashioned it in order to be settled. So you see that it's the purpose of creation, so that elevates the understanding of this mitzvah. Or he says, lo sov v'ra is shayich even on the tzad avdus shelo. Puravu is something that the Ben Chorin is chayiv in, but the Eved is not chayiv in Puravu. So in order to come up with a mitzvah that even the Tzad Avdus is Chayivin, so that's what Tosos suggests, that's why we quote that pasuk. Tosos in Chagiga says that from the Lashon of the Gemara, so it sounds like the real question is from Puravu, so we're actually alluding to both Psukim in the question, because we said that it's Lo Nivra Olamel Piriverivya, so Piriverivya is the Lashon of the pasuk. Tosos further asks, Tosos over here asks, wait a second, so what's our solution? We're going to force the master to be Meshach him. That's an Isra in the Torah. The pasuk says the Olam Tavodu, which is an Isra, say you're not allowed to free an Eved Kanani. So I'm going to force the master to free him. Why? So this guy can get a mitzvah. We tell one person to do an Avera so someone else can benefit from the Avera. Why should I do an Avera? Just granted, the benefit that he's going to have is much greater than the Isra that I'm going to have. Right? This is Tam in Isra, say the benefit, it's a mitzvah gedola puravu, the purpose of creation. Yeah, but it's his mitzvah. It's not my mitzvah, why would I be able to do an Avera in order to enable his mitzvah? So Tosa says, yeah, for a mitzvah gedolah, we say that. That's why we quote this pasuk that demonstrates that it's in fact a mitzvah gedolah. Or Tosa says, no, when do we say that you don't tell one person to do an Avera in order to be mezakeh his friend in a greater mitzvah? That's only when chavero pasha, when it's his fault that he's in his position. So why should I violate an Avera to save him from a position that he recklessly purposely put himself in. It's his fault. The other Rishonim suggests, the Rashba and tells us in Masechta Shabbos suggests, no, it's not dependent on whether it's his fault or not, it's dependent on whether it's my fault. If I'm the reason that he's in this situation, then you would force me to do an Aveira to save him. But if it's not my fault that he's in this situation, then you wouldn't force me. Rav Asher Weiss discusses this Machlokes Rishonim in his tshuva in Chelek Aleph in Milchas Asher. He has a tshuva of Hatzalah people respond to a call, and then the first guy gets there and he realizes that there's no emergency, that everything is fine, it's under control. Should he get on the radio to tell everybody else, don't get in your car right now, don't drive right now, because by driving they're going to be Mechal Shabbos Midoraisa. Getting on the radio is Melacha Midrabanan. So do you say Chatei Kidei Sheyis Kachavircha, that you should do a Melacha Drabanan in order to save everybody else from a Melacha Doraisa? So he says Tali on these two deos in Balei Tosfos. If it's about whether it's my fault, well, it's not this one guy, this one Hatzalah guy's fault that the other guys are driving, but if it's Tali on whether it's their fault, it's not their fault either. They're responding to an emergency, they're doing a mitzvah, so then you should give it on the radio. So anyway, that's part of that discussion. Says the mission now, Homer Lav, the same Shchot Elias HaPesach. A person tells his David, go shech the carbon Pesach for me, v'shachat kedi yochal, shachat tle yochal, whatever type of animal the fellow chooses to shech, the master eats from. Meaning that's he didn't specify, so it's whichever. Shachat kedi utle yochal min arishon. If he shechs both, so the master should eat from the first one. Shachach ma omer lo rabo, but if the Eved forgot what the master told him, ketzed yasa, so what should he do? He knows that the master specified a particular type of animal, he just doesn't remember which one. So yishchat tla ugedi, shech them both, v'yomar. Im gedi omer li rabi gedi shalo, tla shali. If my master asks for a gedi, good, let that one be his, and I'll take the tla. Vim tla omer li rabi, hatla shalo gedi shali. Shachach rabo ma omer lo, but let's say even the master forgot. So he comes back and he says, okay, which one is the one you said? I made a hole tonight. Master, I don't remember what I told you. They both have to be burnt because you can't eat from a carbon that may not be yours, but they're both potter from Pesach Sheni because they were Yotzi with the Shechita and the Zrika. They just didn't get to do the mitzvahs Achila. So says Mar Pshita, isn't it Pashut that when he doesn't specify, whatever the Eved does is good because he didn't specify? So Shach Gedi Yochal Afal Gav the Ragil B'Tleh, Shach Atleh Yochal Afal Gav the Ragil B'Gdi. No, there's a Chiddush over here. The Chiddush is that sometimes the master is used to eating a certain type of food, so you might think that the Eved is supposed to understand that that's what he's supposed to shech. So Kamash Malan, that if he didn't specify, he didn't specify. If he shechted both, he eats from the first one that was shechted. But I thought you can't have be registered on two korbanos Pesach at one time. So says we're assuming that it's a Melech Malka who don't really choose their own menu ever. So they're totally tola bidas, whoever is shechting for them. So that's why they're ochel min arishon. Vatanya, and the Brisa says just like this. You can't be registered on two carbonos pesach simultaneously. One time, Melech and Malka asked the Rebbe to shecht carbon pesach, but then Yatzav shecht alein shnei pesachim, and they shechted both the gedi and the tle because they weren't sure. Bo v'shalos haMelech, so they asked the Melech, what's the halach over here? Amalem lechu v'shalos haMalka. What do I know about halach? Ask the queen. Bo v'shalu min haMalka. So they went and they asked the queen. Amalem lechu v'shalos from Gamliel. So she said, what do I know about halacha? Ask from Gamliel. So bo v'shalos from Gamliel. They asked from Gamliel. Amalem Malka Melech the daitan kala alein yochlu min harishon. Since the Melech and the Malka don't care, they're easily they can easily be convinced to eat a gedi or a tle. They don't make their own menu. A person who has to make their own food, so they have to decide what they're going to eat. The Melech and the Malka, whatever's on the royal menu that day, they're going to eat. So they eat from the first one. Anan lo noach halom min harishon lemin hasheni. Regular people would not be able to eat from either one of them because they're not allowed to be manu in two korbanos pesach at the same time. And that wasn't the only time Rabbi Gamliel saved the day. They once found a lizard in the slaughterhouse of the Melech and the Malka. Bikshu l'tami kol ha-sudu kula. They were going to be metami the whole suda. Bo v'sholu ha-samelech. Amar lahem l'chu v'sholu ha-samalka. They asked the Melech what to do. He said, ask the queen. Bo v'sholu ha-samalka. Amar lahem l'chu v'sholu ha-samgamliel. They asked the Malka what to do. He said, ask ha-samgamliel. Bo v'sholu ha-so. They asked ha-samgamliel. Amar lahem beis ha-mitbachayim roteach ha-tzonein. Is it hot in there or is it cold in there? Amar lahem roteach. It's boiling hot in there. So amar lahem l'chu v'tilu la-kosh ha-tzonein. Pour cold water on the lizard. Holchu v'tilu la-kosh ha-tzonein. V'rich ha-shan. The lizard jumped. V'tir ha-samgamliel. Oh, you see, it's alive. It's not dead. So v'tir ha-samgamliel. Kol ha-suda kula. So now the whole suda was tahar. Nimtza melech tali b'malka. Nimtza is malka tuluya b'ram gamliel. Nimtza is kol ha-suda tuluya b'ram gamliel. That Ram Gamliel was able to save the whole suda. Shachach ma'ashamar lo rabo. If you forgot what the master told you, and you shach to tzli and a gedeh, you say that if the gedeh, if my master said gedeh, then that's the one that's for him. So shali, and the other one is for me. Shali, what do you mean for me? Mashakana eved kana rabbo. How could the eved be kona anything? It automatically belongs to the master. So Rabbi, holy chetzal ra, ragel rabbo, etzal denichle, betekanta de rabbe, umakni lechad minayu almanas, shen the rabbo rishuspo. You have to go to a shepherd who's interested in doing right by the master and have him be makna an animal to you, almanas, that the master doesn't have rishus. Shachach rabbo ma. If even the master forgot, that this halacha is only if he forgets after Zrika. Then we say that they're pata from Pesach Sheni. Because at the time of the Zrika, the Karm Pesach was Rai Lachila. But if they forgot even before they did the Zrika Sadam, where at the time of the Zrika it wasn't Rai Lachila at all, then they're going to be Chayiv in Pesach Sheni. So some have this statement, this comment in the context of the Braisa. Chamisha shen savor orvos pischei and zemizeh. If you have five carbonos pesach that get mixed up with each other, v'nimtzes yabelis be'echad mehen, and then you find a mum on one on the hides of one of them, kulan yotz on the base shreva, they all have to be burnt. Ketum las pesach sheni, but everyone is pata from pesach sheni. Am Rabbi lo shanu. That's Rabbi says lo shanu lo shan savor lachar zrika. That's only if the mix up happened after the zrika. Debina dizrik dam mia have a chazila achila. Because at least at the time of the zrika, it was roi lachila. But if they got mixed up before the Zrika, then they have to do Pesach Sheni. So man de masni masnisin kol shekena brisa. So if you learned this statement on the connection to the Mishnah, then for sure in the brisa, because in the Mishnah there was no psul in the guf of the carbon. But man de masni brisa avol masnisin lo. But if you learn it in connection to the brisa, then it would not apply equally to the Mishnah. Even the ksherin ninu, since all the carbonos are kosher, the itkar havicha. If you would remember, it would be Rai Lachila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that they're all kosher at the time, as opposed to if you found a mum in one of them where they aren't all, in fact, kosher at that time. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Amar Mar tomorrow. Sorry.